Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Sean?
Yes.
Great, Sean. My name's Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday, sir?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing great too. Thank you for asking. Happy 2023, right?
Happy 2023, yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So just to verify, your company is Majestic Appliance Repair LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I ran a scan on the business. I see a lot of directories. You have a Google Business Profile, which is good. Good looking website. Looks like Angi Leads, Thumbtack, Yokel. I've never heard of that one. But did you set all these up yourself?
Actually, my web designer, he did that. He put me on like 25, 20-something different directories.
Got it. So he's currently doing search engine optimization for you then, for the Google listing, is that correct?
I didn't pay him for all of that, though.
Got it.
He just did that.
How do you like Angie's and Thumbtack? Just curious.
Angie's, I made a lot of money off of Angie's. Thumbtack,
okay.
It seemed like it's better. It's
uh-huh.
set up better. It's more cost-effective and everything. But I don't, for some reason, maybe because I don't have enough reviews, I don't really get the lead. But I did realize when I did direct leads, they were coming in. But when I go for the opportunity, I got like one good lead where I made about $1,000. But
okay.
Besides that, I think I have one other lead, but Angie's, I was always getting work. But I think if once I can get Thumbtack roll, it'd be a lot better. Because for one, they're cheaper. It looked like this. Everything's set up better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that maybe because I have no reviews, maybe that's why people I only had like 8 or 9 reviews on Thumbtack. People wasn't probably picking me. Maybe picking other guys that didn't have more reviews.
No, that's a huge part of it, right? Like, if you don't have as many reviews as the other guy, they're going to pick that guy more than likely, you know? But, so, the reason I asked you all that, okay, obviously, we're a search engine optimization company. We do local SEO, Facebook ads, search engine marketing, right? But seeing you on Angie's and Thumbtack, we do offer another program. It's called Google Guarantee. Have you heard of that service before?
No, what is that?
So what it is it's a pay-per-lead service, but it's directly through Google. Okay, so the benefit of these leads through Google compared to other lead programs, right, is the lead mm-hmm. is only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it doesn't have to be like an opportunity lead where you pay more, right? Like it's the same lead fee every time, okay? But basically, the leads come directly to you, and they come through via phone call. And here's the kicker on it. This is really why it's so popular. If you do not mm-hmm. set an appointment with the lead, Sean, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. But if they don't do either of those two things, you're not charged for the lead automatically. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. So basically, if I never make an appointment with them, I'm not charged for it?
Exactly. Or a price inquiry, right? I always like to be completely transparent. So let's say they pick you and they call you and, you know, they say, hey, how much does it cost to fix my Bosch refrigerator, right? That's considered a price inquiry that they'll charge you for, right? Also, if you book an appointment, okay? Now, on the flip side, if they call and it's out of your radius or, you know, they want you to build a shed for them, like it's not a service you provide, or it's a solicitation call, right? They're calling to sell you life insurance. Like anything like that, or if you don't talk to the person, right? Those are all deemed as unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged for. Does that clarify?
I did have something similar to that with eLocal. They
okay.
record all of the calls. So if
okay.
you call and they be like, man, sure, fuck off, man, and they hang up, they'll give me the money back. eLocal is the only other company that I heard is similar to how Google works. Only thing if I speak to them and they say, let me call you back, then they probably still charge me. You know,
you wouldn't get charged.
Set up an appointment.
Yeah, it's either it has to be an appointment or a price inquiry made. And it's not like you have to wait for a credit back. It's just automatically done. And it's crazy how accurate it is. You know, to safeguard it, we still send you a tracking system which shows you every lead that comes through. And it will literally say next to the lead, paid or unpaid. So you know which ones you're paying for, you know. But you could end up getting 50 calls and only one of them be qualified, right? So you would only be charged for that one qualified lead in that situation, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's foolproof. It's amazing.
You said it's automatic?
It's automatic. Yeah, it's automatically done. So it sounds like similar to what you said with eLocal. I haven't heard of that one before. But Google, so the way the lead comes through on your phone is it says LSA lead, which stands for local service ad. So it just lets you know it's a Google guaranteed lead, right? And it's recorded by Google bots who automatically pick up, like, if it's qualified or unqualified.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's amazing.
Do Google put you in it, like, by doing that, will you end up being on their first page faster that way, or?
Yes, much faster, because here's the thing. Google is backing your work. They're actually putting guaranteed next to you, and when your leads are on, you have a green check mark next to your name. There's a couple requirements to qualify for that, though, okay? And I'll let you know how long the application process takes. So for your vertical, meaning your category of appliance repair, in your area, a license is not required, but it does show me that insurance is. So do you have general liability insurance on the company?
I have all of that.
Awesome. Okay. Also, any face-to-face employees, do you have, like, a big crew, or is it just you out there?
I mean, I have another guy that works for me, too, and he's a certified guy that a big crew, though, but I'm working on that.
Usually, it's just the ownership, okay, but because Google doesn't have, like, some van running around, like, checking on it, but what they say is any face-to-face employees have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Oh, yeah, that's fine, too. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I work for a big company and do a very thorough background. What state are you from?
We're in California. Yeah. Mountain Valley.
Oh, California. Okay, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely a fast background.
Yeah, they do background checks everywhere here, too, you know, for sure. So background check's good. You're insured, so you qualify for the Google Guarantee Program. So here's how the application process works. What we send you in writing, Sean, is it can take 4 to 8 weeks, okay? I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, though. The background check takes 3 weeks, okay? And we need to see your insurance document. It requires an Accord document, which all insurance providers have, right? So if you don't have that, you just have to ask them for it. And then also, you need 5 verified reviews on Google, which you already have that. So you're good to go there. So it's just going to be the background check and the insurance. So you're probably looking around 3 to 4 weeks before it's approved.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
The big, great question, how much is the lead?
Okay, yeah, let's jump to that. So give me one second here. Okay, so for the appliance repair vertical, your cost per lead, okay, and this will not fluctuate, like go up or down on you, it's $40 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay.
$40, okay. Well, with eLocal, I was paying $30, but the good thing about it is it's like Google. Now, I have another company I'm using now, not Angie Lee's, but Angie Pro Ad. So I'm probably going with Angie Lee's. Because Angie Lee's go up, they go down, it's $40.
Right.
And it's not per qualified lead. They don't give a shit if the person say, hey, man, I need my lawnmower. They charge me $40 back, like they don't want to get the money back.
If
you fight, they will, but I'm like, I shouldn't have to go through all of that. You know, I'm a home repair appliance guy.
Yeah,
charge me for some guy saying, yeah, or if someone hang up on you, let's say, screw you, I still got to pay $40. And I'm like, she can lose a lot of money that way.
Well, you know what it is? It's HomeAdvisor, right? Like, HomeAdvisor bought out Angie's, and Angie Leads is the same HomeAdvisor platform is what it is, you know? Yeah. So you're not using them anymore. Oh, really? Okay. I thought you were saying you were making money off that one.
Well, I was before, but now they used to go down on the lead. They used to buy a show and if you turn the lead on, instead of $30, we charge you $15. We'll get 50% off the lead.
Oh, wow. Fluctuates.
I said, okay. Cool. I used to turn it on to make some money. But now that shit, they don't call no more and they stay up high. So I deal with E-Local because it's like, I like them a lot because it's like how you said with Google, even though I think Google got edge over them because they got it.
Because it's Google.
Pricing.
Yeah.
Or appointment.
Because right.
Sometimes you have a person say, well, let me call you back. So they didn't set no appointment or no price, and I'll have to pay for the lead. Now, do you pay, so you don't pay an upfront fee? Do you pay every week?
You do. It's monthly. So what would happen is Google requires a minimum budget of up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Like, I have a guy in New York, so near you, he takes on 200 leads a month, right? So this guy, it's a different industry, but the sky's the limit with it. So the minimum budget I'm required to tell you about, though, it's basically 40 times 13, so it's $520. Now,
okay,
that lead budget does roll over, too. Yeah.
Oh, it do?
It does. So let's say you take on 13 qualified leads, right? The following month, you'd be charged the $520 to replenish your lead budget. But let's say you got 50 calls and one qualified lead, right? You would only be charged the $40 the next month. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So basically your remaining lead budget, it doesn't add to it. Like, it's not a $520 monthly. It rolls over to the next month, you know? Now, that lead budget, too, we don't charge that until we finish the application process and got you in the Google Guaranteed section. We do charge, though, a one-time application / management fee. You pay this one time. You never have to pay it again. So it's not like a renewal fee. That fee is for $250.
Okay. Now, that's fine. So I had to pay the $250 plus the $500?
Yeah, so it'll be the $250 application fee. You're looking at getting approved within 3 to 4 weeks, right? And then after, we don't automatically turn it on. So you're going to get a text, an email, and a phone call verification, making sure you're ready to take the leads on. And that's when the $520 would be charged for your lead budget.
Okay. So the person just asked me how much, then there's already that we'll consider it a qualified lead.
Yes. I wish Google threw that out, right? Because that's not really, you know, man, I think it would make it perfect if they threw the price inquiry thing out.
Oh,
but if they do ask you, it, for sure. I've requested it even from our Google rep, you know? But that is part of it, though. If they ask how much, if they set an appointment with you, which is good, then you would be charged for the lead. But if they tell you, hey, let me call you back, that's the only two things. Yeah.
Oh, man. I love Google, man.
They good, me man. Too.
They give you a hell of a hard time. They gave me, man, I don't even want to curse on the line, but, man, when I first tried to set Google up, they suspended my account because when I first tried to set them up, I did the postcard thing. It never came through the mail. Wait, 3 months. I said, and I have a review company called Birdeye. You ever heard of Birdeye?
I have. We use Birdeye. Yeah, for our reputation management. Yes, sir.
Oh, you use them?
Yeah, we use them. We have a Birdeye account and everything.
You know what you do?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you then. Do you think I should keep Birdeye and still, like, deal with you guys, or I should just cancel Birdeye? But, like, do you think it's worth it? Because I'm like, earlier, what are they really doing about holding my reviews? But maybe you can explain it to me better. You know, they're good, though. They ain't doing nothing wrong. You know, I have 5th altogether. I know you only seen 6 reviews on Google. But with Birdeye, Home Advisors, Facebook.
They put them all.
I have about almost 60. Yep.
Right.
Almost
right.
60 5-star reviews.
So, you know, that's a good question. So I recommend, because reputation's huge, you know, I'm not sure even how much we pay. Like, our CEO does all that, right? But it's mm-hmm. huge, like, to have that Bird's Eye account where they can see, and it's crazy, too. They put, like, all your good stuff there, too, right? Everything's five-star pretty much on there, you know? But I think it's worth it. But once you build up your Google reviews, then you really don't need it, you know, for you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm thinking, like, what's the difference between them and a company, I don't know if you guys offer, that say, hey, we have a review link, so you can just send that link to customers.
Oh, the review link is super
easy. I'm scared for that.
Yeah, we just make a tiny URL, right? And all you do is you just text that, or you can email it to your clients. Like, it'll say rate.mypro/majesticappliancerepair, right? And all they do is click on that link, and it takes them right to the Google page where they can leave the reviews. Because a lot of times you tell, you know, like Nancy Sue, like, hey, leave me a review. She doesn't know where to go. That's all the link does. But we include that with our service, and it's super easy to make, you know?
Now, what's the difference between, like, that and then having, like, Bird Eye?
Bird Eye is just a reputation management system. I don't know a ton about them, right? I don't work for them. I just know we use them, right? But I think it's good. I'm not even sure how much it is, right? But if it's like a drop in the bucket, I mean, might as well keep it. If it's super expensive, though, then, I mean, drop
it. It was $350, but I got them down to $250.
$250? Okay. Is that monthly or?
Yeah, monthly.
Oh, yeah, man. I would just boost your Google reviews up and leave it, you know?
mm-hmm.
You know? But it's a tax write-off for your company, and, I mean, it's definitely, it's a good thing to have. I'll say that. You know what I'm saying? I know we use it. We're always asking clients to leave us new Google reviews, like staying on top of everything. We even had and this is like unheard of. I've had clients ask us how to do it, but we even had Yelp where we had a competitor go on and write a ton of derogatory remarks. But you won't see those anywhere because our CEO, man, he got them to remove it because he was able to show proof, et cetera. So reviews are super important, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That should be crush your company. Now,
yeah.
Is that because you have Bird Eye that you got those removed, or it's just because you're
No, that was just the CEO, like, it took him, like, a couple years to get it removed, too, you know? Because it was all from one, like, a competitor of ours. It was all coming from the same IP address. They were just leaving a bunch of, you know? So he was able to prove that, you know? But, yeah, so I would keep it, but, you know, it's completely up to you. If your choice is between Google Guarantee or Bird's Eye, I'll go Google Guarantee for sure. Because it's bringing you, like, tangible leads, like new clients, right? But the Bird's Eye is going to help you for those clients to actually pick you and want to go with you, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah, but how they do that? Just by review? Because you
just
for reviews without
that's it. That's it. They don't do anything else, man. It's just reputation management. They take all your good reviews and put them all in one place, basically. You know?
Mm-hmm. Now, do other companies do it? Like, my website designer said, dude, he's like, you don't need that because I have something called Linktree. And it's the same thing. You link all of your review pages. I mean, all of your review links in one place. Is
why
that, like,
do that
same thing? Or
yeah, no, that sounds similar.
You do that,
sure,
right?
Because that's all it is. They just link all the good reviews in one spot, you know?
Yeah, see? And I think, you know, I have to pay every month. I got to call them and ask. I might call them tonight. Yeah, because I was thinking of shit. If I ain't got to pay every month, and I can get that. Now, if you say you got to pay every month, then hell, I'm going to stay with Bird Eye. But if you don't have to pay every month, that's probably better because it's pretty much the same shit.
I'm looking at it right now. Linktree, the highest subscription for Linktree is $24 a month. So you'd save, you know, $225 a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's like the premium, like the VIP support plan, you know? So it goes from $24 a month, $9 a month, or $5 a month, you know? So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, it sounds like it to me from what I'm reading. I mean, they just kind of put all the reviews in one spot. It sounds like your web designer knows how to set it up for you too, so you don't have to worry about that either.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah, yeah. So I definitely sometimes we got to listen to our support. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that'll save you. Even if you go with the premium top of the line plan, you're saving $225 a month. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. You ever heard of any other company that put them all together?
No,
I think I heard of Review Tech.
I've never heard of Review Sack. I just know the Bird's Eye one because we use it. You know what I'm saying? I know more about, like, the SEO, SEM, the lead services, but I'm not an expert on the review management stuff, you know?
Well, yeah. They tried to lie to me before and tell me they do SEO and all the other stuff. I said, why the hell people call me every day saying Bird Eye? That lady, she resigned now, but she was like, yeah, we do SEO. There's a... And then they told me you don't really need all the SEO stuff because by you having a Google account now and you get Google reviews, that will put you at the top alone. Like if you get enough reviews, Google will put you in the front of their page and all of that.
Yeah, so SEO is like there's a lot that goes into it. Bird's Eye doesn't do SEO. Maybe they do it for themselves, you know, but basically like in the website, what you're paying for through your web designer – he's doing, like, metadata, which are keyword phrase tags embedded in the site. He's doing the backlinks, which is why you have all those different directories, right? And what's really important is your name, address, phone number, website, and content, meaning all your keyword phrase tags have to line up, which I'm sure he's doing for you. After that, it's just the reviews and the posts that you're doing to get higher up. But the thing with SEO is, it takes a long time for it to happen, right? And on top of that, if you have, like, huge companies that are, like, in your area that already have SEO with, like, 300 keywords and metadata and, like, 150 backlinks and they're blogging and post, it's going to be hard for you to be able to get above them. You know what I'm saying? So Google Guarantee is a more sure way to do it. Because you're doing the application, you show up at the very tippy top of the page, and once you turn your leads on, man, they rotate it too. So if you're like in the back and, you know, let me see what company's up there now. Amazon Appliance Repair, right? 785 reviews, okay? They get a call from Google Guarantee, what would happen is they would rotate it. So Google's kind of, they're fair about it too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
But right now, there's only two guys with their leads on in your area, Master Appliance and Amazon Appliance Repair. So there's definitely
Master Appliance or Amazon?
They list with review-wise, one has 745, one has 785, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
And it's Master Appliance Repair?
Yeah, and then Amazon. There's other companies that are Google Guaranteed verified in your area. They just have their leads off currently.
Oh.
Like AAA Appliance Repair, Local Appliance Repair, Home Appliance Repair, Clifton. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm doing now, so what I was going to ask about that, I had another question. About the review, how many would they send you per day? Like one, three, or is really a set amount you can get per day?
Oh, you're talking about the leads?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you set that for what you want. So the minimum you could put is three leads a week, right? So that's why we do that 13 lead minimum. We start you off with 4, 3, 3, 3. But you can always up your budget, right? Like I have some clients that call in weekly and they'll say like, hey, I want 10 leads this week or I want 5 leads this week or whatever it is. So it's really up to you for what you want and your remaining lead budget. Like the guy that does 200 leads a month, he doesn't obviously always hit those 200 leads, right? So he does a whole state of New York though. So what happens is,
but the good thing you don't lose your money, right? So you
exactly, it just rolls over to the next month.
$3,000 into it, right?
Yeah, yeah, but I'll tell you what every client that I have has done except for one. They all started at the minimum budget, saw how it worked, right? Got a feel for it, and then increased their budget later, you know? Then I have other guys that are like part-time businesses that just kind of keep it at that, you know, at the minimum budget because they can't handle a huge amount, you know? So
if someone, if I do that and someone go on Google and say dishwasher repair, I would show up that way or still have to do the search engine optimizing and keep
You would show up that way. So if you type in dishwasher repair, the first thing that's going to show up is the Google guaranteed section. When your leads are on, your green check mark will be on. You're showing up as a top recommended option. They pick you and call you. If they set an appointment or inquire about price, you're charged for the lead. If it's anything other than that, you're not charged. It's really as simple as that.
Wow.
So what I want to do, I'm going to have everything I went over sent off to you in writing. That way you're able to see it, you know?
Oh, great.
SeanMurray26@gmail.com. Is that the right email?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So the email, it's going to be titled Google Guarantee. What I'm going to do is I'm going to respond to the email with your vertical, which just means your category, okay, your cost per lead, what the minimum budget is, and I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories in your vertical just so you can see it all in writing, okay? Give me one second.
Oh, yep, I just did it. I put appliance repair, Bevel, New Jersey, right away, Matt. The appliance came up with Google Guaranteed. Wow. And Amazon. And then my name would be right there too then, right?
Exactly. Yep. Wait, give me one second. Oh, I'm sorry.
So
I gave you the wrong
bad reviews.
If you have bad reviews, you wouldn't qualify for it then. Yeah, so if you're getting like a bunch of negative reviews, right? Like first off, right now you have a 5-star rating. So if you have like a 1-star, I wouldn't even mention it to you because we got to boost that ranking up. But if you're getting like multiple 1-star reviews, then Google, because they're guaranteeing your work, right? They offer even up to $2,000 of insurance from the client, to the client. But they're fair about it too, right? Like the best way, if you get a 1-star, the best way to counteract that is get, you know, 5 5-stars, right? That's how you see the 4.9, the 4.8 rated companies, et cetera. But I would try to avoid 1-stars if possible, you know?
No, sure. But I'm good. Like I have one review that was a 4.4-star and that made me mad. No, not mad, but I was a little disappointed. Everything else is 5-star.
I gave you the wrong lead cost before. It's actually lower. I apologize. I looked up, handyman vertical instead of appliance repair. It's actually $33.33 per lead. Okay. And your minimum budget is, right. I didn't think you'd be mad about it, you know? your minimum budget is, $435, you know? So I apologize.
435.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I always like to double check it.
Okay, no, that's cool. So that's pretty much what I'm paying with eLocal. I pay. Oh, hello.
Oh, I'm here. Yeah.
Oh yeah, with eLocal I paid $30. It is
okay.
They give money back. But the only thing is, the only thing with eLocal is that they the only thing with them is I think Google's a little bit better because sometimes I have one client where they said, all right, I'll give you a call back. I think they did ask how much you charge. But even if they don't ask how much you charge, but you speak to them, they say, well, let me just think about it. They won't get money back. So it looks like you're more guaranteed to work with Google.
Right. I've never heard of the eLocal one before, but yeah, this one's foolproof. I mean, it's been around for about 2 years now, since we've been offering it, and I literally have 100% retention rate on these accounts, you know? I mean, we do everything too. SEO, we create websites, we do Facebook ads, right? Google ads, but really by far the best product that Google offers and that we offer is Google Guarantee. It's the business.
So you're saying if I did Google Guarantee, I wouldn't really need to do all the other stuff, searching and optimizing and all that back to bring my name, to bring my business out there so people search it. You think I wouldn't really need to do that anymore?
So the SEO is really important to you because here's the thing. Organic placement, okay, you don't have a lead fee. You don't have a click fee. You don't have a call fee. You only have the subscription fee from the SEO company you're using, right? So it is really valuable to show up organically, but it takes time. And the thing is, so for our local SEO, right, what we charge is $199 a month for that package, okay? And the thing about it is you're paying $199 a month whether you get 50 calls or 0 calls, right? Like, I can't force that person to click on you and call you, right? But with Google Guarantee, we can. Like, this hasn't happened to any of my Google Guarantee clients, but if you got 0 leads, you would literally pay $0 the next month. Because nothing's been taken out of your lead budget. You know what I'm saying? It's good. Like, what you're doing with your website designer now, I think it's good. Definitely have him. And he's going to save you, it sounds like, $225 with the review thing. He's doing your search engine optimization with the backlinks and the metadata and the website. I mean, I would continue with that stuff for sure. But Google Guarantee, it's just more of like a sure thing, I would say, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I forget. Did you say he is doing SEO for you, right? You're a web developer, or...?
No. No, nobody's doing that now.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Nobody's doing the SEO.
Okay.
So now you guys do SEO keywords, and hold on one second. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just getting out of the truck, just getting off of work. All right, let me look up something home. Oh, yeah, I just got your information. Okay, so...
I'm going to send you the package with the local SEO, too, so you can see it. It just says increase your business with the pro package. But basically, that one includes 15 keyword phrases organically, 60 online directories so that you could have 100% scan with Google's algorithm. You get a tracking and reporting system. That comes with the Google Guarantee platform, though, too. And then if you want, we can manage and post on your social media, too, like your Facebook page. But the timeline, again, it's much longer. So the timeline we send you in writing, okay, is 30 to 45 days, okay, for organic placement. That's in the map section on Google. So it's not like Google Guarantee, as soon as you're approved, you're up there, okay, and you're good to go. We charge your lead budget once you give us the thumbs up and you're ready to start taking on leads. With the Google Map section, though, we have to get your scan correct. That's why we submit you to all those directories, right? We have to post on the account. And on every single directory, we have to make sure the same 15 keyword phrases are lining up.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if a customer call and they say, I want you to charge the 6, because now they're asking about the charge, and that's the keyword they use. Now
it would be charged what is they saying? For Google Guarantee.
The 6, but what they say, how much you charge to fix a blender? Like, nah, I do blenders, man. I do, like, major home appliances. And they like,
right.
Oh, wrong category.
So in that situation,
charge?
Yeah, I want to level with you. So if they called in and they said, hey, do you service blenders, right? And it's a no. Google Bots, you're going to pick that up. You won't be charged, right? But if they say, hey, I want to know how much you charge to fix a blender, right? What may happen, remember, they're Google Bots. These aren't like human beings listening to the call. That's decipher, like, hey, that's not he doesn't do blenders, right? What's going to happen in that situation, and this is why we send you your tracking system, you're going to see every lead that comes through, and it says paid or unpaid. If that happens, all you need to do is alert us, and we know you're busy, right? So you could text us, you could email, you could call, whatever it is. But if it says paid on there and that was not like a service you provide, like you mentioned, let us know, and we have a Google rep that we take that directly to.
Oh, so they say paid under the wrong thing.
Yeah. Now, those things where we have to go to the Google rep, right, it's happened like a handful of times. Like, I could count on one hand in the 2 years we're doing it. I just want to be completely straightforward with you. If they ask how much it costs for a blender, right, the Google bots might charge that as a lead. In fact, I believe they will. You just got to let us know, hey, I don't do blenders, right? We send that to our rep, Alicia, and bam, you're good to go, you know? But, okay. Yeah, but hopefully they ask you to do blenders first, right? And then that would be deemed as an unqualified lead automatically, you know?
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
But either way, because it's tough. Sometimes I'd be charged with e-local for every lead, but if it's something that I didn't agree with, I'll let them know. 80% of the time, they take it right off. And they are a better business bureau, so they're really good, you know. But Google Guarantee can't beat
them. Yeah, I haven't heard of e-local. Hello? Hello, Sean?